that middle interview.
Checkered Past is the name of the album, the brand new album of LA Guns. And we have with us the lead vocalist, sensational, legendary, very talented Mr. Phil Lewis, talking to us about this new effort, new album with all the guys from LA Guns. Checkered Past is the title of their new album, which is badass, and you guys gotta check it out. If you're a rock fanatic, if you're an 80s rock fanatic, any kind of rock fanatic, any genre of rock, this is right up your alley, man. Let's check out a jam from LA Guns' new album, a song and single and video by the title of Get Along. We'll be right back.
Don't you worry about figuring
Talk about a similar beat to the Ballad of Jane, but the Ballad of Jane is a ballad, so a similar beat, in my opinion. I'm not sure what you guys think, but I love this whole album, Checkered Past. I love Get Along. I love all the singles on this album, man. All the stuff is just badass, man. Knock Me Down, If It's Over Now, man. You guys got to check that out. Bad Luck Charm, Cannonball, Dog, That Ain't Why. Physical Itch, man. A bunch of badass stuff in there. 11 awesome tracks released on November 12th of this year, 2021. Anyways, let's cut it short. And here is our chat with Phil Lewis, frontman for LA Guns. Enjoy. Well, first of all, I noticed your interviews and your accent. You're English. And you play. How did you end up playing with the LA Guns in California?
I see. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't sound very Texan either.
right?
No, I came over in search of gold in the late 80s. I came out to LA. I had enough of London.
Yeah.
It rained and there was no music scene there. It was a dreadful place to be. There were great bands. I was in great bands. Great rock bands, but
Girl, yeah,
yeah, yeah, sure, and stuff after Girl as well. It's just that around the late 80s, England, the music scene, it just turned to shit. It was just like,
really,
all they wanted was like Duran Duran or Boy George or Spandau Ballet, you know, all of that sort of horrible pop stuff. you know, rock and roll was a dirty word. It was just like, you know, and we had great songs, and I could, you could invite them down to any of our shows and you'd see them packed. You know, we had great, great following and everything that, you know, you're supposed to do, properly in a band, we did.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't touch us. They just were like, no, we want. They were like, you know, get a nice haircut, Phil. You get yourself a nice haircut and a nice suit, and we'll talk about it. And I was like, fuck that. So I heard about this dream, dreamscape, this dream place in Los Angeles that was just the center, the epicenter of rock and roll, of rock music, of whatever you want to call it, metal.
Yeah.
It was just, there was a thriving music scene there. And I wanted to be part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't come over completely blind. I knew, you know, that there was LA Guns were looking for a singer. And I'd been approached and asked if I could do it. And so, yeah, I mean, I jumped at the chance. And, God, what a difference, man. You know, going from, you know, frosty London. And frosty, not just the temperature, but just, you know, just the whole vibe.
Yeah.
If you were a rocker. To LA, you know, with its open arms and open legs. it was amazing. Palm trees and jeep driving jeeps and motorcycles over Laurel Canyon. There were no helmet laws. Shirtless, riding shirtless on a motorbike over Laurel Canyon.
Cool.
It was just like, it was fantastic. It was like I died and gone to heaven, you know, and you know, I'm pretty sure that heaven will be a disappointment after my first two years in LA. It was fantastic, and of course, you know, there was the music, the writing, and getting involved with Tracy and his band, who were awesome. It was just the luckiest event of my life, really. It changed my life forever, you know, and I'm forever grateful for Tracy for giving me that opportunity. And we've had ups and downs, and we fight like Cain and Abel. But, you know, I never forget that.
That's cool. That's normal. We're human. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to that. We'll get back to your past and your career. I think we're here to talk about your new album, Checkered Past, right? Coming out November 12th.
Have you heard it?
I've heard two songs, Cannonball and Get Along. I haven't had the chance to, yeah.
Yeah, those are singles. Well, whatever singles means nowadays, I don't know. I mean, it's not like a 45. They're two highlighted tracks from the record.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that it's fair to say that they are a pretty good representation of the record, meaning it's very diverse. You know, it's got the balls out, Cannonball, rock, AC/DC, you know, in your face. And then it's got the cool sort of acoustic, mellow, smoke a joint, and listen to LA Guns, Get Along.
Yeah.
We made videos for them. Did you see those?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. I just, you know, trying to make you find out where you're at with this.
Yeah.
So the videos, for me, you know, that Cannonball video was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I got a chance to play dress up and
the pirates,
play different characters in the movie. And I say movie because the song is like a movie.
Yeah.
And when, you know, when we were recording it and creating it, it was such a visual experience for me. You know, it's not just, you know, like the lyrics and the music, but, you know, in my head, you know, when I was singing it, I saw that video. It was just like, it was so easy for me to explain to the director exactly what I wanted.
You had the vision,
But, you know, at first they were like, oh, Phil, we're sorry, we don't have the budget, you know, we can't have sword fighting. Look, what we're going to do is we're going to shoot you guys against the green screen, and then we're going to intercut it with some footage of the dirty back streets of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what's that got to do with fucking pirates?
Right.
and they're like, well, you know, we're concentrating on Get Along, and, you know, it's just that this Cannonball is just kind of a bonus because we hear you like it. And I was like,
really?
the hell I do. So, you know, then I explained to them what I wanted, and they're like, well, we can't afford to do that. And I said, yes, you can. I got it all figured out, all the costume changes and the sword fighting and all of that. And I promised them that I could do it in 2 hours. I could do my entire part in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And they trusted me. They let me get on with it. And everyone's real happy with it. I'm ecstatic with it. I think it turned out great. But yeah, that was always in my head when I was singing it.
Very cool. Yeah, I saw the video. Very cool. I noticed you're sporting a mustache. Are you planning on keeping that for the tour, or?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
I call it a plague stash. I vowed that I wasn't going to shave until my next gig.
Okay.
You know, a couple of weeks turned into a couple of months, turned into a year. And the thing just kept growing, and I never had anything like that on my face before. But it worked really good for the pirate video, for Cannonball.
It sure did.
It was perfect, you know. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So I did it for that. I saved it. I made it nice for that, and then I shaved it right afterwards. And I'm back in. It's starting to grow back again, which I'll shave next week because I've got a gig. It's my only way of knowing when I'm home how long it's been.
Right.
Because you don't know weeks, days. It all becomes abstract. But you know, when you see it on your face, then you realize, and yeah, that. What was it, like a Stonewall Jackson?
right?
Yeah. That was fun, but yeah, no, I'm sorry, it's gone.
It's cool. It's rockish, you know. It's cool.
It's okay. Look, I'm no spring chicken. I don't want to look like I'm in my 30s, you know. Yeah. I want to look, you know, appropriate for my age and if a bit of face hair, and it clearly wants to do it. It's not like you know, I have to rub cream on it or anything. It's growing great by itself. But funny, and you know, I've always been so clean shaven. It's strange, but Tracy liked it because he's all about the beard.
Yeah, he has a beard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So what can fans expect with this album? Would you compare it to another album? Is it similar to another one, do you think?
Okay, I'll tell you how it is. It's just, you know, there are two LA Guns. There's the Mark One, mm-hmm. Which was the 1980s sleaze sensation.
Yeah.
We came out, and it was all sex gun lover in the heat of the night. Don't run for cover, babe. I've got you in my sight. You know, it was fun. It was throwaway. It had that sort of Poison mentality. And you know, Poison were king when I first came over. So you know, we wanted to write something that something maybe Poison might have written. And Sex Action is easily right for that.
Awesome jam. Awesome song right there.
So there was these two bands. There's that band back then, Mark One. And that was the band that sold the records and put us on the map and you know, soundtrack to people's lives and all the nice, kind things I hear about it. And then there's LA Guns Mark II, which is, it's 5 years since Tracy and I did our reunion.
Yeah.
And this is our third record. And it's nothing like the vibe of the first.
Of the 80s,
Of the 80s. It's still the same nucleus. It's a different band, of course, but it's me and Tracy. So that's you know, that's the chemistry right there. So you know, I love all that old stuff, Sex Action, Never Enough, but you know, for me, it's last century's music.
Yeah.
And you know, we're really creatively artistic. For no other reason than just it's what we do. It's in our blood. Yeah. We don't have to make three records in less than 5 years. But it's what we like doing. It pleases us, and we really like putting new music out and getting this kind of reaction. We know it's not going to sell millions of copies, right. and it's actually something of a problem because we don't know how to put this new stuff in our live set. Because you know, we got such a we call them the Nuggets. You know, it's Never Enough, Out of the Jade, Electric Gypsy, Sex Action,
all the hits. So
we have to do those, and it's very hard to pick from the last three records what tracks we can put, what songs we can put in the set, because. You know, the public only has a certain attention span. We think it's about 60 or 70 minutes. And then after that, they start getting restless. So, that's always a challenge to try and figure out the what new ones to put in with the old stuff.
Do you guys ever throw in a B-side, a deep cut, if you will?
Yeah, you know, we did. In fact, what our plan was, if it hadn't been for the pandemic... We were going to do Cocked and Loaded in its entirety just go around and do a short tour of that. And so, you know, there are lots of B tracks on the entire album. And when you say B tracks, I know you mean stuff that we don't play normally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, there was lots of stuff like Give a Little, 17 Crash, Wheels of Fire. Stuff that we hadn't played in a long time that felt great, sounded great, and it was really fresh, and it was really nice to hear them. No offense to the old guys, but this young band is so much better, it's so much tighter, it's strong.
Oh yeah,
and it was really good to hear those B sides, those tracks, those deep cuts. pulled out and polished up, and people loved it. We did it once. It was just a live stream. But if that was anything to go by, it would have been an awesome tour.
Very cool. So what's your favorite song from Checkered Past?
That's a difficult one.
Too many.
You know, Cannonball is the one that absolutely jumps out. And it's got all, everything, you know, for me, a song should have. It's got it's got a good story. It's got great beat. It's great lyrics. It's a fun song.
Oh yeah.
There are other fun songs on there too. You can make a note of these, and when they do send you the full thing, you'll remember I said "Bad Luck Charm," which is the second song right after "Cannonball." It's kind of a bluesy, funny, kind of a sleazy, calm, easy go kind of a song. And then there's my second favorite, or I don't know if it's first, second favorite, but another one of my favorites is "Living Right Now."
Okay.
It's just got a great punky feel. And I don't mean a Green Day punk feel. I mean like a Generation X, like 70s.
Yeah.
Kind of Lords of the New Church, kind of a punk vibe to it. So, yeah, those two are high on my list. But I like it all. This one of the three that we put out since the reunion, I think is the most commercial. It's that there's a lot of... you know, sort of introspective stuff, especially on the first one, "The Missing Piece." We get onto string arrangements and really, you know, just music for ourselves. Whereas this one, "Checkered Past," is just music and songs for everyone. I don't think it's got a bad track on there. I'm sorry that they didn't give you the whole thing.
I might have got it from your label, but I got to double check. I might have missed it.
Yeah. Check it out and see. Good. Well, I'm glad we got a chance to talk, and thanks for calling. Where are you in Texas?
I'm in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys played here. Yeah,
and we've got a few local shows in and around L.A., a couple of shows in Vegas, and then New Year's Eve, we've got the Whiskey, which is kind of the tradition for us. We've been doing it so many times. We couldn't do it last year, obviously, because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then next year we have Monsters of Rock Cruise, which is great.
Very cool.
We haven't done that in a while. And I believe Alice Cooper is headlining this one. And then in the summertime, we have a tour being lined up, dates being added, with Tom Kiefer from Cinderella.
Okay.
So it'll be Tom Kiefer, LA Guns, and Faster Pussycat. So that'll be a coming to a town near you, and certainly in Texas.
Awesome.
So yeah, if you see it, hear about it, come down, you know, get in touch. Be nice to meet you and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Phil. Thank you for making time. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, buddy. Take care. Bye.
Support Mr. Phil Lewis and all the gang at LA Guns. Big shout out to Ace Von Johnson, who was on our show, on our first season, that is, in 2019. Ace Von Johnson is the rhythm guitar player for LA Guns, as Tracy Guns does most of the leads, right? So, or you can just call him one of the guitar players for LA Guns. Anyway, shout out to him and Tracy Guns and all the guys in the band and their new drummer and everybody there in the gang of LA Guns. And especially a shout out and a thank you to Mr. Phil Lewis, legendary frontman. I've been a big fan since their first album, you know, the first album, Sex Action, you know, all that stuff's badass, man. Badass album. All the stuff is badass. So anyways, support LA Guns, not to be confused with Steve Riley's LA Guns, which is another badass version of LA Guns. And all those guys have some badass music too. So for now, this is Phil Lewis and LA Guns with Tracy Guns, right? So support him and go download and stream their new album, Checkered Past, as well as their whole catalog, which is awesome. So anyways, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us, follow us, blah blah blah. Thank you guys on behalf of your friend James here, that metal interview podcast. Don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.